Well, good morning. This is an interview I've been looking forward to for a few weeks now. I'm so pleased to welcome Trainisha Blackwell. She's the Director of Civic Engagement at the University of Bridgeport, and very happy to make the acquaintance of UB fellow Nyla Blackman, who's a senior studying mechanical engineering. Thanks to a grant from the Connecticut Office of Higher Education, UB recently launched a new multi-phase initiative called the Honors Civic Fellows Program. The program connects 15 honors students with 5 Bridgeport public schools to lead interactive workshops for 8th and 9th grade students focused on civic responsibility, leadership, and community engagement, something we've been talking about and trying to promote here on the award-winning For the People over these 34-plus years. The goal is to build civic awareness at a critical age and move students from awareness to applied engagement. Reinforcing that civic leadership is both accessible and actionable. We're going to find out both the perspectives of an individual running the program, Trainisha, as well as the participant, Nyla, right after we remind you veterans that Veteran Saves is a program of America Saves and a sister program to Military Saves. Their mission is to increase the financial confidence and well-being of American veterans and transitioning service members so that they can save successfully, reduce debt, and build wealth. If you'd like to make a pledge to yourself and create a simple savings plan that works, you can learn more and start saving today by visiting veteransaves.org. All right. So, good morning, Trainisha and Nyla. Thank you both for joining us.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
Oh, that was almost perfectly in sync. I love it. As I mentioned, we've been driving the message about the critical need for and woeful lack of civics and civic modeling to young people here in Connecticut and across the country for that matter for way too long. And it's thrilling to hear that finally, thanks to a number of initiatives, including this one from the Connecticut Office of Higher Education, civics is back and better than ever, thanks to folks like you. So Trainisha, let me start off with you. Tell me a little bit about your background and how you feel about civics being reintroduced.
Well, a little bit about me. I am a higher ed professional, and I love working with young students, young adults specifically, hence to why higher education was a great suit for me. I have been in this role for about 2 years now, with the institution for about 4.5 years. And I worked with a lot of different individuals here on campus within Student Support Services, which was another program we had. But we really focused on the holistic wellness of our students here. And it just, you know, I'm really about student success, whether that's academically, personally, and mentally, and being able to incorporate civic education. It just kind of just tied into what, you know, I just do on a regular basis in my own life. I'm very well in tuned with the city of Bridgeport. I'm a resident here of Bridgeport, so it's really important to me about how we show up within our community. So it's very important, the work that we do. And I was really excited that this program took place because we were able to connect with different schools here in the city of Bridgeport that I do have relationships with, and the students who attend those schools, you know, can potentially, you know, come here to UB.
Yes, that's very true, right? The importance of getting them engaged civically has so many ripple effects that can begin to support and benefit these students in so many ways from a young age. But your program is really focusing on that sweet spot when convictions and impressions are formed there in the eighth and ninth grade time frame. So talk a little bit about how this program came to you and how you began to plan to implement it.
Okay, so it came to me once, you know, our school was very, well, a part of our mission here at UB is, you know, community service and making sure that we are teaching our students how to be civic leaders. So it's a part of our office here at the Office of Civic Engagement is to enlighten our students in how to conduct such. So when the grant came along our way, it just tied into the mission and the work that we're already doing, but it gave us a platform and an opportunity to expand what we're doing here with our students at UB to make sure that we're sharing that knowledge and that education with those students. Give me the second part of that question again.
Oh, just, you know, how it all came together and you began to implement it. I'm seeing that, you know, it appears that there's two of the fellows in each of the five schools, but was there a curriculum or a template for both how you train these fellows as well as how the fellows then carry out the civics, you know, the civics training or impressions within the schools?
Gotcha. Absolutely. So yes, there definitely was. It took some tedious coordination with multiple departments here. We gathered together to create a robust curriculum after the training that 15 of our college students went through. They went through a 6-week training of civic education, and we did different type of field trips. Like we went to Bridgeport City Hall, which was incorporated because we wanted our students to really, really go through the steps of how to approach different issues and concerns and where and who makes the decisions, you know, here within our community and how we can implement that when we go to facilitate into the Bridgeport schools. So what we ended up doing was we created from the training that the 15 Honor College students went through, we took all of that information and created a curriculum for the eighth and ninth graders. One, because we see that there's two different levels of teaching that was happening, but we wanted to make sure that we bring it to their level so that they can understand. But we were really actually shocked and blown away with the level of information and the level that the students in the eighth and ninth grade students were at the five Bridgeport public schools that we went to. We created that to answer the question shortly. We then created two lesson plans that we facilitated at the Bridgeport Public Schools. We did two workshops with each school.
Very good. Let's give you a break, Trinicia, and meet Nyla. Nyla, thank you for joining us this morning.
Yes, thank you for having me.
If you just tuned in, Nyla is an Honors Civic Fellow with this new program through the University of Bridgeport. Nyla, tell me about what brought you to this program? What made you passionate about wanting to be involved?
So originally, before Civic Fellows was Civic Fellows, I had no clue about it. But the reason is because we have an honors program that is separated into three, and Civic is one of the three honors trails. Mm-hmm. And then within that, I did Civic because why not? It's helping the community. It's getting involved with the community. And if you're helping the community, from my perspective, that's a betterment of yourself plus the community. So it was a plus being in it. And then being in the Civic Fellows, which is a +2 being in the Honor Civic, because I got the opportunity to help what, from my perspective, the next generation of leaders, the next generation of influencers being 8th and 9th graders, and then helping them or teaching them what we got, were taught, they could be the next leaders who teach their next generation. So I feel like it's like a infinity, non-ending thing.
As you were coming through the training and the prep to go out into the schools, how much of what you were learning was just kind of a reaffirmation of things that you had already known or heard or learned about prior to coming into the program?
I'm going to be completely honest. Everything I learned in Civic Fellows was kind of new to me. I was not, it taught, for starters, the Civic Fellows, it taught us how what we see or how our votes can make a change. Like, and we went to City Hall. So I didn't even know you vote at City Hall before the Civic Fellows program. And from my perspective, the City Fellows enlightened me to a lot of things in terms of political things. And it all starts with you just getting involved. And in terms of people who can help get involved, we had people like Senator Gaston, and he's a person who works at the University of Bridgeport. Did I know he was a senator before the Civic Fellows? I did not, but it was a learning thing. We had other senators come in. We had representatives come in, and it made it seem like, and it didn't just make it seem like, but it made it seem like it's not hard to get in contact with your representatives or with your senators or with people who can make a change. Or the power to make a change.
It's much easier to help you understand that you could easily step in and play some sort of elected, appointed, or volunteer role and make a positive difference in whatever government structure you choose.
Yeah.
Now, as you went out in your first few hours in your school assignment, what were a few of the easiest things that the students you were working with seemed most receptive to?
I'm going to be honest. The group that we had 8th graders, and they were very... They had their own perspectives already, but we more or less guided them into making an action plan on who can make the change, why do you want the change to happen, and so on and so forth. But they had their own perspectives and their own views that they were really prompt and dominant about. And I feel like that is what made working with eighth graders at Discovery Magnet very, very kind of easy in a sense, because they had their own views. It was like,
they were already informed.
Yeah, they were already informed. And the topic that they chose, I was like, okay, I thought they were just 8th graders, but their knowledge is on a whole nother thing. They're very aware of what's happening around them.
No, talk more about that. What was it that, kind of made you pleasantly surprised?
So, They have multiple topics, but the topic that they chose was mass deportation, and they were very concerned about it. And at the end of the first session, they had they wrote a letter or a reasoning of why they were choosing it, and it was very, very persuasive. If you were there, it made you feel like you were actually at City Hall and they were talking to City Hall people. So that was very surprising from my perspective.
Very.
So before we get back to Trinicia, what looking back on the experience, how has this created an impression that may bring you in a new direction in your life?
Like, how did working with
Yeah, working in this program and being part of did it signal a new direction or a change in direction in your own self that you're now going to carry forth and kind of subscribe to for the rest of your time?
Yeah, Yeah. For working with eighth graders, it was very eye-opening because me in eighth grade, I was not like that at all. Mm. I was not very aware about what was happening around me. And even in high school, I wasn't aware about, like, globally or nationally what was happening around me. And I feel like seeing that from eighth graders, and if I was in their shoes, I was not like them. So seeing how people's or eighth graders and high schoolers, how they are aware of their surroundings is very eye-opening. And I feel like things like that should be taught before getting to college because I didn't know anything that they knew. They're only in eighth grade. I didn't know that until college. So I feel like teaching, like I was saying, teaching the next generation things that you don't think they should learn, but they should learn, is very important. And that the sessions is what changed or what made my perspective on that.
Great. Here. Thank you, Niall. Appreciate that. So in the last few minutes that we have, I just want to go back to Trinicia Blackwell. She's the Director of Civic Engagement at UB and helped put together the 15 honors students in this Honors Civic Fellows program that went out and is conducting these workshops across Bridgeport for 8th and 9th grade students. Trinicia, was this a program that's kind of delivered in a box due to the limitations of the grant that you got, or is this something that you or UB is going to be continuing to pursue in the future?
Well, we're definitely having conversations about how we can sustain and grow this this program, because the testimonials and the praises that we received from each of the schools, from the students, from the administrators, was just so beautiful and so positive. So we are literally having conversations now about how we can continue this program, because one, it is necessary, but then two, like from Hardin High School, I had a student ask, like, hey, is there a way that we can actually turn this into like a class here, or that maybe we can come to UB and take this as a class? Which was a great idea. It definitely was like a light bulb. And I was like, huh, okay. That's something that we can definitely think about. But we really, really, really want to keep this going. And that is what we're planning. We're actually starting a second component to the Civic Fellow Program, which is our Adult Civic Fellow Program.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, then I guess I'm going to be talking to you again. Can't wait to hear more about that. Thank you so much, both of you, for taking some time to talk to me and to all the folks listening. Our guest, Niall Blackmon, is a senior at UB studying mechanical engineering. She's also one of the 15 Honors Civic Fellows taking part in this program for 8th and 9th grade students across Bridgeport to build civic awareness at a critical age and to help move students from awareness to applied engagement, while reinforcing that civic leadership is both accessible and actionable. You heard all about it here, and we'll be talking about it more. If you'd like to learn more about our other guest, Trinicia Blackwell's civic engagement program at UB, you can go to bridgeport.edu/heckmen/civic engagement. Thank you both for being part of the program this morning, and we will be probably talking again soon.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.